Passage 3.
If you are in any major city in America, the chances are high that you are not far from a Starbucks. The company started in the West Coast city of Seattle, Washington, in 1971. Starbucks was named after a character in the famous American novel Moby Dick by Herman Melville. Today, there are more than 12,000 Starbucks around the world. Sales last year were almost $8 billion. The company believes in opening many stores in busy areas of cities. For example, there are about 30 Starbucks stores in downtown Seattle. Starbucks sells more than just plain coffee. It started a whole coffee culture with its own special language and coffee workers called baristas. It sells many kinds of hot and cold coffee drinks, like white chocolate mocha and frappuccinos. It sells music albums, coffee makers, food, and even books. But most of all, it sells the idea of being in a warm and friendly place for people to sit, read, or talk. However, some people do not like the company's aggressive expansion. Faith Lapidus, a small coffee seller, is taking the company to court. She says the way the company does business is illegal because it stops property owners from leasing stores to other coffee companies. She sees Starbucks as controlling the market and forcing out competition. Nicholas O'Connell works for La Colombe, a coffee roasting company based in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. He says Starbucks has helped to educate people about coffee from many countries, but he criticizes the company for using machines more than people to make the coffee. Mr. O'Connell points out that the coffee culture is all about a handmade product and interaction between people.
Questions 33 to 35 are based on the passage you have just heard.
Question 33. Where did Starbucks, the store name, come from? Question 34. What is Starbucks' most extraordinary character? Question 35. Why does Mr. O'Connell not like Starbucks?